Yep. Ooh, I think I see eyes in my woods here. I'm gonna zoom in on this spot and see what it is on the camera. I'm watching the camera while I'm talking.
It's enjoyable to do that. Really enjoying things. It's really good. And you'll like it. You know, watch the camera all the time. Maybe one of them a skeleton comes in the front.
Well, back when I was planting that clover for my food plot, and I was hunting every day, I worked midnight shift, and I'd have the camera on all night whenever I wasn't actually doing a job, when I was sitting down at the table, and I'd be watching it. I don't know how many times, like, a big 8 or 10 point would come by at like, 3:30 in the morning. And I'd text my boss with a picture of the buck. And he'd be like, all right, you can leave early today. Change your time. And then I'd take off and get out in the blind before it got light out to try to get him. I had a good boss. So he was pretty cool. They're in hunting season. I'd be like, just text him a picture of a big buck. And he'd be like, all right, change your time. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right about that. Really, there's some good people out there that let you go home and all that. They do. I ran into about 3-4 of them like that. I said, well, what's wrong, Jack? And I said, oh, you know what? I don't know. I don't feel... like you're standing up right now, you know. He said, okay, then go home. You like to go home, you can go home. Over.